ויוחא איסורו מאו שונו ועשרים שונו ושבע שון שני חי איסור. רשי דפיימס, רשי לא מכתוב שונו בכל כלל וכלל, לא אמר לכו שכונכו נדרש לעצמו בסקוף כבסחוף, בסחוף כבזיין, בסקוף כבסחוף לחט. מה בסחוף ללוי חט? שהרי אינו בסונשים, אבל בסקוף בלוי חט. בסחוף כבזיין ליופי. סתם הפיימס בריסקרוב, ובריסקרוב רוצה על המור. בסקוף כבסחוף לחט, we know that it starts from 30, not from 20. הנה בדיני שמיים, זוג דבריסקרוב, עושה זאת חזר, את סור ימינו איילניס איסו. Gemara says that Eilonis, when she becomes 20, she becomes a gdoyla. So mele by Sor Atake was ben kuf ki baschof. Shneicha Yisor kulom shovim letoiv. The Mefarshim explain, the Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Megillah, the Medrash, Rabbi Akiva, Yoishe v'deiresh v'atzibur misnamna. The Eilam was sleeping. Bikesh lo yiro. It's a cloud. If someone sleeps in Shia, the Rebbe has to wake him up. You're not allowed to leave him sleeping. Yeah, that's the Tedash Eilim Medrash. So Rabbi Akiva was deiresh. V'hoyo atzibur misnamna. Bikesh lo yiro. Omar maroas o Esther shetim loich al kuf chav zayin medines. Ele tovei Esther shi basoro. שאיסו בסקוף וחוף וזיין ותים לאיך על קוף וחוף וזיין מדינס. And everyone is famous, the Shaila, what is the Tzushtel? Stop, they were sleeping, he said, Epis HaGodah, everyone woke up. And the Poshtu Pshad, the Mephoshim explained that Soro Imeinu, Chazal say, Kulom Shovim Letoivu, Kuf Chof Zayin, בסקוף כבסחוף, בסחוף כדב זיין. A person that is misnamnem means to say he has good days, he has bad days. Now he's tired, now he's not into it. The next sugya, tovoi soro, Esther, she bas soro. If soro would miss out 1 year, that year she would not be so stout. So that year, Esther would only have 126 countries. So he wanted to explain the Talmidim that we can't miss out. Has to be kulam shovim letoivo. Then Rashi is mamshich. Vatomo isoro bekiryas arba hi chevron. בארץ כנען ויובו יברום ריספוי לסורו ולפקוס. ניסמחו מיסה סורו להגיד הסיצרוק לפי שעל ידי פסורה סעקדו שנזדם אל בנו לשחיתו וכמעט שלו נשחת פורחו נשמוסו ממנו. And all of the מפורשים העובד הנת סורו עמנו. Why was פורחו נשמוסו? And the Mephoshim explained about it, the time of Sorot Ledai came then. But the Shaila Avraham Avinu had the power, the koyach, the shech, the son. And Soro Imeinu, that she was gdoilo mimenu benevuo. Kol asher teima lecho Soro shma bekoilo. And Soro Imeinu. Soro Imeinu doesn't manage. And the Mephoshim bring down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a koyach to every person to pass in Nisoyin. Avram had the koyach to pass the Nisoyin. Soro, it was not her Nisoyin. You will ask me, but it was her Nisoyin to hear about it. No, it was time for her to die. Soro was time for her to die. Hashem wanted her to die in a nice way. She died when she heard the son was about to geshech Hashem Shomai. Our question was, now why she died? She died because her time came. All of her life she kept it. question was, but why that was the cause for the heart attack? By Gdoilim Lechura, such a thing is not even a cause. Let him to hear, there's a hurricane, it's an place. Why that was a way to kill her, that she'll be shocked and she will die? What is shocking about it? Mitzvahs are shocking? Mitzvahs nefes are shocking? Who here is not masking to Shechel's kid Hashem Shomayim, if Hashem will tell him? Who here will not jump into the fire if Hashem will tell him? All of us will do that. So why that? I'm explaining the question. And that Hashem Shmuel explains, Hashem gives every person a koyach to be oined in his nisayim. Why? What is the fault? That we have to understand when we have it difficult, not to say, I can't. If you can't, they will not give it to you. If it's given to you, obviously you can. You could. Never say, I can't. When you can't, he doesn't give it. If it's given, you could. It looks difficult. It looks very difficult. It's looked impossible to do it. The Chidush Arim Rimshat in the Gemara Nupshat. Ilu nogdu lechananya mishol v'azariya v'tzolchu lepal v'polchu lezal. The Gemara says, Chananya mishol v'azariya, they were masking to jump in the fire. The Gemara says, but if they would not burn them, they would just hit them, till they burn down, they would not manage to handle it. And that was this. Chananya mishol v'azariya. And the Mefoshim explain a lot of pshatim, but the Chiddush Arim says the follows. So, nay, Chazal means to tell us, if Hashem would feel that they could even be starker, he would give them that Nisayan. Obviously, they were not ready for that Nisayan. So they were only given the Nisayan to do one jump into the fire. We get Nisayanis to our door every second day. We have to know the Nisayanis Adir, it means that we could handle them. Then the pasuk is mamshich, Vayomer Avrom lispoi lesoro velifkoiso. Avshach would say lispoi lesoro velifkoiso. Chazal say shloisha lepchi, shivo lehesped. Why by Avrom is lispoi lesoro and then velifkoiso? The order had to be a different order. Dr. Avshach, Avraham Avinu wanted to show that he's crying for the loss of the big person, not for his private wife's loss. So first he was maspitzor, how special she was, how great she was, and then he started to cry. If he would cry right away, so we would think that he's crying and the loss of his wife. And the pasuk is Mamshich Bayokom Avrom Ab Memesa Vyedaber Meches Ger Vesoishavanoich Imochem Tnuli Achuzaskever Imochem Veekber Omesi Milefonai. Chazal tell us Asoro Nisyoinois Nisnaso Avrom Ovinu Veomad Bekulo. There's a big machlekes, what were the 10 Nisyoinois? The Rambam and a lot of Mefoshim learned that the last Nisayon is Parshas Chayesor. And the question is, Avram had 10 Nisayonis to leave his country, fight with his father, jump into the fire, shecht his son, his wife was kidnapped twice, fighting with all the Arba Melochim. Nisayon. Now the peak, you know what is the big Nisayon? His wife died and his negotiation at buying a kever and they overcharged him 400 shekel. It's more closer to the dollar rate. Yeah, but let me show you. 400 shekel. Overpriced. And Avram could have afforded Baruch Hashem. Yeah, he had it. This is the Nisayon. I would write this. Before all the Nisayon, the 10th Nisayon of Avraham Avinu, he passed the Akedah, wow. He passed jumping into the fire. And now he's fighting a war here with the neighbors. And what is the Nisoyen? Because Hashem promised him Eretz Yisrael. Now he has to buy it, and they don't want it, and he has to bend down and chanef to the Rishoyim. It's so hard. Big deal. Zogin the Mefoshim. The 10th Nisoyen is the hardest Nisoyen. It's very easy, black and white. I say it the whole time, but every week we come to it from a different angle. Goyim will come now with the guns here. Rabbi Yisrael, you're not allowed to learn. All of us will go to caves and we will learn. But even the guys that don't show up to morning seder in time, they will be there and they will be learning with candles. Why? They'll tell us, you're not allowed to have a yarmulke. And there'll be one guy that will sleep without a yarmulke. Like a big one that doesn't fall off during the night. Yeah? Right? If they'll tell you you're not allowed to, they'll tell you you're not allowed to walk with tzitzis. Even the guy that'll go, yeah? We'll also have tzitzis from wool, yeah? Not from plastic with holes. What is the black and white is easy. They say that the Timonish kids came to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, this week the government is letting to see everything what happened here when they came to the country. But when there were 2,000 years in Tema, and they told them that if they don't do this, they will kill them, and they stayed with the Simonim. They call the big bear Simonim. And they're hidden. With the Levush, the Timonish Levush. They came to Eretz Yisrael, they put them here in all different kibbutzim, everything got lost. A person, sometimes it's easier to pass the Nisoyen that is called black and white. Avram, he's after the Akedah, he's Avram Avinu, and he loses his wife because she heard about the Akedah, and now he has to be busy with his people. He could lose himself. The daily Nisoyen is the hardest Nisoyen. Hashem promised if you sit and learn, everything will be good. I'm trying to learn, and look, it's not working out for me. I'm sitting and learning, I can't find a shidduch, I can't find this, I can't find that, I don't have this, I don't have that. I'm trying so hard. This guy is not learning, look how successful he is. This guy is not learning. These nisyonos, Avraham Avinu says, Hashem promised me Eretz Yisrael. And I lost my wife because of the Akedah. I was sure, I wake up in the morning, everyone will offer me a place to bury my wife, right? This is the Aftoch of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone is asking, yeah, we love you 400. Yeah? That and Avraham was not Mehal Achal Ribbono Shel Olam. And we have to know, the key of successful is to look at your daily nisyoness like Hashem is standing there and testing you. To talk against this guy or not to talk. To call. Hashem, the Yitzhak tells me talk. Hashem, the Alchamovitz tells me stay in the dira, don't come to 9 o'clock. And the Yitzhak tells me come. And I'm fighting. That is the Milchemes HaYetz. That is the place that I could be success. That is the key. That is the key. Gerbus Hashem Anoichi, Mochem Pnuli Achuz Askever, Mochem Vekvorom Yisim Milfonai. ממשיך ואבום סוקים בו ביומים והשם בירך הסברום בכל ויאמר אברום אל עבדו יזכן בייסו ימוישב בכל אשר לא ישים לו יודכו תחס יריכי והשביחו בהשם אלוהיקי השמיים ואלוהיקי אורץ אשר לתיקח אישו לבני בבני סכנני אשר אנוכי יושב בקיר בו כי אם אל ארצי ומולדתי תלך ולוקחתו אישו לבני ליצחק. אז משביע עם השבוע, רב חיים מוצא על המול, ויאמר אברום אל עבדוי זקן ביסוי המוישל בכל אשר לוי. Eliezer was in charge on everything. But when it came to a shidduch to his son, he was mashbiah him. He says, the world is punkfakert. It's an old story from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He came to a city. Yisrael had a big white beard. He's coming to the city, a guy comes over to him. Oh, it's such good, you came to the village. And the Mahabish can shake it. Efshar is a shake it? He says, no, I don't know. Efshar is a shake it, a boydek. Okay. A week later, Rabbi Saul stays in that town. He goes over to the guy, you could borrow me 1,000 rubles? And I says, I don't know you from nowhere. He says, you don't know me from nowhere and you wanted to eat my shchita? Zot Reb Chaim, the Olam says you're allowed to eat in that hotel. They don't have a heksher, but the owner is from somewhere and you're allowed to eat there, yeah? But if I will tell you, the Olam said you could borrow this guy. You ask your best friend asks you to borrow money, you say, well, my parents don't let, yeah? Because you know you'll never see it back. But the Olam say you're allowed to eat there. This is this. Your friend invites you somewhere, you go to Shabbos, the Olam say it's okay. Who is the Olam? The Olam no. Zog Reb Chaim, the Welt, when it comes to Ruchnias, the Olam say it's okay. But when it comes to Mominess, there you don't trust no. Avraham Avinu, Zog Reb Chaim, was Punk Fakert. Zog and Beisai Moishel Bechol Asher Loi. He trusts Eliezer for everything. But Biz Ruchnias. Ruchnias, you double check. Maybe she wants to stay there. No. If she doesn't want, come back here. So take from honor Eshkel u'mamre. So Avram doesn't want a wife for Yitzchok from the local. Knan, Omer Eshkel Mamre. He doesn't go there, but if she doesn't want, Zog Devel, Valdik is up. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer to find a wife that is gepast for Yitzchok. He says, I will find a girl, but she wants to live in that modern area. Avraham says, don't do the shidduch. Marry a shvacha girl from here. How much a sviva is mashpia on a person? He lives in an area that is no choshev erav. He dives in a shul that is no choshev ematzev. But it's good, what I could do. Avraham says, so don't do the shidduch. Don't take such a wife. Don't take such a wife. A person has to know. It doesn't make a difference. All of the miles. They say over a maise, Mishunadik a maise. You know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky was the son of the stipler. He married the daughter from Rebbe Eliashiv. He married the daughter from Rebbe Eliashiv. So, when they read the Shidduch, so, the Shadchan, the tzad of the stipler was the Chazanish, the uncle. And the tzad of the Kale was Rebbe Tzion Brook, the Shiva from the Vardok. The Chazanish said, yeah, it's a good shidduch. There's a letter. And the stipler, the Kanievsky family, didn't give an answer right away, yes. And then the shidduch came out. So later they asked the stipler, shidduch came out, apologized, why they waited, you know how in shidduchim, they don't answer right away, it's not gishmak. So the stipler, Rebbe answered why it took time. He says, because of Chaim Kanievsky's wife, she was an accountant. She bring parnasa for her father. It's bavus that, you know, the stipler told him, Chaim, when you go out, you know, you have to, don't speak only in learning. So when they came back, he asked him what. He said, Lemaise, she said she's an accountant, so I went to her, the cheshmer of the sugi of Tagoi Lud. Numbers, I never had it so clear. So we worked it out in the day. So we spoke that in learning. We spoke about accounting. Because the cheshmer is in the taste was the sugi of Tagoi Lud. It's a lot of numbers. So the stabber said, but Lemaise, she worked in a not frum area. So I was scared that it has ashpo on her, and she's not going to be the wife of my daughter, of my son. Then when I heard that she dresses super tznius, I realized that she's not mushpa from the bichlal. She doesn't try to fit herself even a little bit to the office. So, Belyashiv's daughter, the Chazanish, everyone says that it's good. But if she's working in such an area, who knows? Who knows if later she could be the wife of the god Lado? So she's talking. She was a king. Rivka also grew in that area, but we don't understand sometimes how much influence they have, how much ashpor society we have in on us. We don't realize. So Avram says so to Eliezer, you don't leave her, even if you find the right one. You don't leave her there. ויקח העבד עשור גמלים מגמלי הדוינות וילך וכל טוב הדוינות ביודי. רשי says, ניקורים היו משאר גמלים שהיו יויצים זמומים מפני הגזר. מפורשים עשה קשה. See, lady, the medrash asks it for kelt. We know, everyone knows the story with Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, everyone knows that. It's an all the kids' story. It's a gemara. It's a medrash, yeah. But that his donkey got stolen, and it was by the robbers. He didn't want to eat. The kids, after 3 days, he was yelling. They sent him back. The kids, he didn't want to eat because the food was gezel and maisa. So if the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair doesn't eat gezel, Mistava the gemalim of Avram also don't eat gezel, yeah. It's not that donkey was a choshev donkey, yeah? It's, because he's a donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. Yeah, it's not that punk and a very donkey made shtaggle. So the gmalim of Avraham Avinu for sure don't eat. So why Eliezer has to put his mama on them? But about this you could answer, you know, falos achishkin afnisim, you know, al pi aloch, you don't say, buy a donkey will not eat, he's Shema Shabbos. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Some say another teretz, we'll see later from the Chasim Sefer, that Be'etzem, the whole country was belonged to Avraham Avinu. So Be'etzem, Avraham, this is what Roy Eloit really tied it. But Avraham was machmir on himself because Lemaise, he didn't get it. He was not sure if the Gmalim would be machmir. Could be the Gmalim don't hold from that Chumra. No, you know, the Iker Adin, they're allowed to. They don't eat what is awesome. This we'll see the Chasim Sefer later speaks it out. But the Welt says a Teretz. You're right that your gmalim will not eat. But people don't realize it. And it'll be a chilul Hashem. Remember, it was a store here. Now it has Epesa Hechsher. I'm not going into it if it's good or not. But it's a store in the corner of the street here. I don't think they'll eat there. Still a couple years ago, it did not have a Hechsher at all. It was most all the taxi drivers ate there. No, no one from Yeshiva ate there in that day. Stick in the corner. That was 15 years ago. And I was very thirsty. I needed a drink. It was not like today that you could, you know, that they sell you on every floor, every single what you need. Yeah. So I went to buy myself a drink. I come out. I saw like a lot of seminary girls like starting to follow me. I stopped. They stopped. So I asked them if I could help them. They said they were standing here. And they saw a store near the mirror. It was not like today, you know, that you can't pass here, it's passage. And we thought, we don't see a Hechsher, but if it's near mirror, for sure it's kosher. Some said, maybe not. Now we saw a young man coming out, so we decided we're allowed to eat. one of them decided, we'll ask. The only thing they would not ask me, they would eat there. And then some behind in the seminaries, they will say, the meaning of the oilam that you eat there, like, you know what happened in different hotels here in Yerushalayim. Yeah? And everyone, and all the Gehenna will be on me. All the Gehenna will be, because the oilam say that in Yotav it's Mehavi. All different kind of shlusim, yeah? Avraham Avinu, you're right, his camels don't eat. That's what people say. Avraham Avinu doesn't keep his camels. A person has to know. He comes late to Seder. Could be, he has a good reason. He learns in his room for 2 hours before. Kenzan. But the Olam don't chap that he learns for 2 hours before. He leaves because he likes to learn as a snoshim for another 2 hours by night till 12. But I don't think that he left 10:30. He burns in Gehenna for this. He burns. It doesn't make a difference that you have a good excuse. Avraham Avinu's gmalim asmumim. People know Avraham doesn't eat from Gesel. So it says that he's a psulo. What is the ish lo yado? So Rashi stars on it. Psulo mimokim psulim. ואיש לא ידעו שלא יקדרכו. כפי שבנו יסגויים היו משמרו יסמוקים בסוליהם ומפקרס עצמם ממוקים אחר. הידר זו שיניקיו מיקוד. So Rashi answers. The Medrash says something else. ואיש לא ידעו ולס מן דטוב עלו. No one asked her to do עבירה with her. Not only that she didn't do it, no one approached. Big deal, no one approached. It's a shvach in the oilam. The Teretz is, I say alimol, I'll explain it with a mushroom. You know, the flies, they fly near the garbage, right? You have a dead animal, it's full of flies. You see a donkey, but you saw once a nice, clean place, a human person walking, all the flies go around them? No. Everything is clean. It's flies? No. A guy comes and says, what I can do? The oilam come to shmus to me and say there. Yeah, the flies come to the garbage. Exactly, the flies come to the garbage. What I can do? The whole time people are calling me. Someone was calling me in the ocean. Yeah, the flies come to the garbage. It's good to know who is the garbage. The oilam invited me out. So, no one invites the sniper out. Rivko, not only that she was a psula, ve'ish lo yado, she hates the rabbits. Everyone knew what Rivko is not going to handle. The oilam know who to start up. So the shvach of Rivko was not only that she didn't do it, but ve'ish lo yado. The person has to check himself if he gets stupid offers to know where he's holding, to know what the oilam think about it. I don't think someone ran to Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the middle of the night and told him, Trump won, yeah? Why not? It's very important. No one had the chutzpah to wake up Reb Chaim, yeah? Maybe your father and your mother, you woke up, yeah? No chisar, because they're holding it. That's because of chisar. It's a very important information, yeah? Most of Klai Yisrael wanted it, yeah? And the fruit. But there's no chisar. But test yourself. Test yourself. What you're rushing to tell people and what you don't rush to tell people. Ve'ish lo yado. Vaticha le'ashkiz v'teimer gam l'gmalecho eshov. Ve'ish mishto elo machish lo da'as ha'itzliach Hashem dargoy. Then it says in the pasuk, Vayika asher kilu ha'gmalim lishtois. וייקח האיש נזם זוב בקע משקולו שני צמידים על יודו עשור זוב משקולו. זאת רשי שני צמידים, רמז לשתי לוחס. עשור עוזוב משקולו, רמז לעשר הסדיברס. He put on her צמידים, שתי לוחס, עשר הסדיברס. What is the pshat? Everything שתי דז רמז. It's brought down the school of Shiduchim and this parsha. Avram is connected Pesach, Yitzchak is connected Shavuos, Yaakov, Ayov, Yaakov, Sukkoso. It's brought down that the Maise, the husband has to give the wife. That is the mocker. Avram, Eliezer is giving her Shnei Tzvidim, Asor Azov Mishkolam. This is what he's giving his wife. But Lemaise, all of these things are really remes to the Torah. You have to give all of the Gashmias to your wife. But we have to know what is the purpose of the Gashmias. The purpose of the Gashmias, that in the end the house is a Torah Dike house. Gashmias is not for Gashmias. Avada, the wife needs the Gashmias. And you need to give her the Gashmias. But as a purpose. Then Eliezer comes. Vayomer Eved Avraham Anoichi. ויאמר עבד אברהם אנוכי והשם ברך הסדוני מאוי ויגדל ויתן לו צוין ובוקר וחסר וזור ועבודים ושפוריס ותהיה צוריש אברהם בן לאדוני אחז כנוסו ויתן לו את כל אשר לו סייף זמן זה גבר בכבוד why he starts to say עבד אברהם אנוכי חזר says ויתן לו את כל אשר לו הרו לו שטר הוא זה שטר that everything belongs to יצחוק. You know, we need a shidduch. So he showed him. Chazal say, if a person gives everything to his son, we say, Mistame, he didn't really mean to give it. It's only Matna Shchivnera. He said, Eved Avraham Anoichi. You know, me, I stayed Avraham. Ah, he's not giving everything to Yitzchok. So it means that the present is a present. Vayashbeini lomor, yitikach isha lebni. So it's interesting. Look at the Lashon HaPasuk. Vayishbeini Avraham lemor lisikach isha libni mibnei saknani. You see in the Pasuk, Vayomer Avraham lisikach isha libni mibnei saknani ki mal arzi ve malal titeilech. Vayomer al Adonai ulai lo yiseilech o isha acharai. Vayomer al Hashem asher yisalach bi yishlach malochev v'yitzliach velokachto isha libni mimishpachti mibeis ovi. Here it says, "Vayishbiachu kiselech el arz etelech velokachto isha lebni leYitzchok." Here it says, "Velokachto isha lebni mimishpachti mibeisavi." First of all, Avraham said, "I need a wife for Yitzchok." Eliezer said, "I need a wife for my son," because they didn't want to marry Yitzchok; they wanted to marry Avraham that has the money. But Rashi brings down, "Vayomer el Adonai ulai lo yisei lecho isha acharai." Eilai ksiv, "Bar soisel Eliezer v'yomechazer limtzer ilo sheyomer lo Avraham lifnes elov lasibito yomer lo Avraham bni boruch v'ato'oru v'en oru medabek b'boruch." Eliezer will try to push a shidduch that his son, his daughter, will marry Yitzchok. The Mefarshim asks, Eliezer already asked this kasha before. Vayomer elav ha'eved, ulai lo yisuv ha'isha leches acharai. פרק חובדלת פסוק ה' and then it says with a vav ויאמר לו העבד אולי לא תהווה האישה ללכת אחריי ויוסד also says ואומר אל אדוני אולי לא יסייכו. So here it says without a vav. So Rashi is medayik, but why it says without a vav? We read it ulai with a gumut ula. But in both he said maybe she will not want to come. And the first time it says aleph vav lamed yud ulai, maybe she will not. Now also he said ulai without a vav was merames. He wanted himself. It's a lot of his bearing. We can't get to all of them today, but I'll say the Kotzkereb is Hezbo. Why this Rashi is not, well, why the Pasuk was not Merames? The Teretz, when Eliezer asked Avram, what will be if the girl doesn't want to come? He really meant to be honest. He didn't mean to swindle around you. Now when he was saying over the story, and he realized that they found the right Shidduch, and he realized that he's out, he chabda, when he said then, what would be if not, he meant to push himself. B'shas Maisa, he didn't see the Megiyas. He thought that he's really asking Avram, what would be if she doesn't want what we do? He didn't realize that he's pushing that question, because he's hoping Avram will tell us, if they don't want, you could really take it yourself. And then really, he will work it out. He didn't realize that he has a Megiyas. But now, that was not Negea, then he realized. The Pesuk is Mamshich. Vayoytze ha'eved klei kesev v'klei zov v'bgodim v'yitan l'rifko. So the Mefarshim asks, I know it's not a question, but Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. He gave Rifko klei kesev klei zov v'bgodim. You know how old was Rivka? 3 years old, right? Now he went to find a wife. Could be 5, 6, 10. So I understand. Kli kesef, kli zov, he had. A begodim, well, he bought all the sizes with him. So it's not such a kash. It could be in that days, you know, we just wrapped around with something like a wrap. Yeah, it was like just, like, it was like you just wrapped around. You know, it doesn't. I don't know how it was exactly. But the Mefarshim say, he didn't give her clothes to dress her. He showed her, this is the style of the clothes that we're handling. You want it or you don't want it. He brought her the symbol, this is the begodim. Yes, right side, not right side. How about tzniyastik? Yehautzach or yehautzach nish? I want to finish, it's really late, but we have to say this over. They're going back. Matokim Rivka and Oseva Terkavna Lagmalim. VeYitzchok Bo MiBe'er LaChai Roi. VeU Yoishev BeEretz HaNegev. VeYitzchok Yitzchok LeSuach BaSod LeLifnei Seirev. VeYisraelino VeYar VeHinei Gmalim. Reb Avrom Ben Arambam. Has a sefer. And the shayla is, what is the pshat? V'yitzchok bo, perek chavdalet posuk samach beis, v'yitzchok bo mi be'er l'chai roi. Rashi says he went to bring Hagar to marry back his father. Rav Romin Rambam says like this, v'oyo yitzchok olav ha'sholoim rogi lihiporev mimokri meshoivoi, v'leilech el ha'midbor el ha'be'er ha'niskeres bedveikus ha'boire. The meeting with his kala, he was when he came back from that place. Why the pasuk is telling us? Listen. When Yitzchok was sitting and learning, he would not leave it, even that his kala came. He would say, I'm in the way to learn, I will meet you when I come back. When ובזה תוילס ומוסר לבעלי התירה. Now I'm learning, I can't help. Now I'm learning. You have people, the friend of the cousin's parents came and they go away, yeah? An uncle came and invited him to go somewhere. וזהו לימוד לאויסקי התירה ולמדאו, על שמירס קביוסום, שאפילו לקבל פני הרוסוסוי, אין מבט עם קביו של תירה. Famous story with the Chofetz Chaim, Rebel Cholan told him that he had a baby, he learned in the Koyler by Chofetz Chaim, he told him that he had a baby boy, he has to go home. Chofetz Chaim asked Rebel Cholan if he's the Moyel. But if not, he didn't have a tzad to go back home. Mr. Shmuel Shapira says that Mr. Chatzin Avramsky said that when he was a bacher, he never went to a wedding, only to two weddings he went. One of his friends and one was his own. I remember when I was learning in Panovich, I was a bacher that went to a chazna out of Bnei Brak. I'll never forget it, because I was a shtekel chutz of that. But and he came back to Reb David. Reb David asked him where you were yesterday night. You missed the second Seder and night Seder. He said, I had a chasen of a friend. He said, if it would cost you $1,000, you would go to the wedding? It's a good friend. He said, no. He said, so 6 hours is worth by you less than $1,000? So I was a chutzus then, yeah? And I asked Reb David, if I would have so much money like time, could be I would. What I got for that, the years took to fix, yeah? Now that I went to the wedding, yeah? But I was just cooking, yeah? But we don't understand. A bacher comes over to me yesterday. Very good friends, chasen in England, I have to go. I have to. What do you mean you have to? What do you mean you have to? You for sure will not become Adam Gottlieb if you go. You're right. Paul Nitman Adam Gottlieb. Charles.